Even without absolute certainty, we believe that we will be successful. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with that wonderful absolute philosopher. Even without absolute certainty, we believe that we will be successful. Why not? Why not believe it? Why not have confidence in it? Our decision is based on our experience. We have been successful in many things. Some things we haven't been successful in, but most things we've been successful in. And we should just believe in ourselves. How do we begin to believe in ourselves? How do we begin to believe in ourselves when we have sort of a low self-esteem? Well, you will find that if you will associate with people of high self-esteem, very quickly your own self-esteem will be risen. People with high self-esteem do not put down other people, any people. Whenever you see a person of high repute or high self-esteem or high quality that you think, and they're putting someone else down or they're belittling someone else, they don't have high esteem. They are not a person of quality. They are not a person of great ability. They just aren't. Because you are what you are associating with. If you're a master, you will see other masters. If you are a wealthy person, you will associate with other wealthy people. If you are self-confident, you will associate with other self-confident people. If you are a genius, you'll associate with other geniuses. This is the way the principle works. Now, how can you, if you don't have self-confidence, associate with people who have self-confidence? Well, many waitresses work with many people in their profession, and the people they work with are top executives in their companies. They are people who are the leaders in their organization, especially if the restaurant is in the downtown area near the offices and it's a pleasant restaurant. It attracts all these people. Now, the waitress can wait on these people and can watch how these people respond to one another. And then she can respond to them in like. And she can watch what sort of words they use, and she can learn to use the same type of words. She can watch what sort of facial expressions they use, and she can learn to do that also. She can learn the body language of successful people and begin to emulate that in herself. Now you say, well, she's just pretending. Yes, she's just pretending, but you watch. With all that armory of genius working for her, it will not be long before she has every reason to demonstrate that success in many areas of her life. Perhaps in more areas of her life than she ever dreamed possible. If you have a lack of anything in your life, and you want to be successful, then it's up to you to start sort of soaking yourself up in it. Soaking yourself up in it, that's just the best word that can be used for that. If you want to be successful as a stockbroker, then know your stocks. But more than knowing the stocks, know the companies that are involved. Be alert with people who do digests on what the stock companies do, and learn what they are doing. Learn of their background. Learn of the general direction that they're going. And then be alert to any little comment that's made any time of an inside information thing about how a person knows about a company. Because this is truly going to be exceedingly important in making judgments in dealing with stocks, if that is your area. You don't have to have inside information. Inside information is illegal, but you don't have to have it. But you do have to have inside information. You have to know the people involved, what their emotional lives are like, what their personal lives are like, how their married lives are, how they are with their children, how they are with their employees in their companies, you know. Once you begin to know these things and notice these things, then you'll begin to notice certain strengths in these people, and the strengths are what have given them the opportunity to build the company as they have. And as you are aware of these strengths, you encourage these strengths more and more, if you have a chance to talk to them, or if not. If not, it's just as effective if you know the strength of a company is their service and how they treat their customers and how their customers respect and admire them. This is what you talk about that company. You say, oh, that's an exquisite company. They have a great a service program. They are really interested in the people who work there as well as the people that they sell their product to. And you see, when you start spreading little tidbits like that around, albeit exceedingly true, you will find that people will have confidence in you as a broker because they'll see that you know more than just the surface information about the various companies. And many brokers, they just listen to the other brokers and they take what the other brokers say and they will make a modicum of success of themselves, but only a modicum. Only a little bit compared to what they could do. This is what our genius wants to call upon with us. Even without absolute certainty, we believe that we will be successful. This is self-confidence. This is self-confidence and the most important type of attitude we can have for ourselves is the belief in who we are. Our decision is to be based on what our experience is. And now, what is our experience? Let's go back to the stockbroker, for instance. What does the stockbroker think and say and do? Does the stockbroker dress disreputable? Does the stockbroker have a desk that looks like it's running over with work? Does the stockbroker have a family who are living poorly? Does a stockbroker recognize that they are very successful, even though they might be just eking along? As you put this in motion, as you think I'm successful, as you work in that attitude, you'll find that success is yours. You'll find that every opportunity you could ever want is brought forth for you to enjoy and live and be, because that's the way things go. That's just the way things go, and that's a wonderful way to have them go. We are the directors of our office, the directors of our life, the directors of our business, the directors of everything in our world. And as the directors, we want to be a good representative of it. Now, we look at people like Bill Gates, who never liked wearing a tie or a suit or anything, maybe a sweater and a shirt or whatever, and he became the wealthiest man in the world. Now, we can't take that as a criterion because his success and his genius came from his mind and how he handled himself. Now, there are many other people that their success and their genius is part and parcel of the personality they have and their ability to do different things. And, of course, this is true of Gates. His personality well comes into this. But what about you and what about me? How do we figure on this success routine? We figure on the success routine that we are known by the people we associate with. And so we create every opportunity for us to be with the people who are successful and dynamic people. And this is very wonderful. It's a very wonderful thing and it really works. And we can put it into motion. We can have that cause working on our behalf if we want to. But if we want to, it demands that we give it all of the attention that we can. We give it all of the sincerity that we can. And then it's just like falling off a log. We will do it because we are right at home with the work that we're doing. This is a wonderful day. It's a day when everything works smoothly, beautifully, and fantastically. And it's a day that we will all remember, because each one of us this day has walked in the presence of abundance. Now we can do that from now on and live in this high state of consciousness if we want. And we can still have all going for us just like we do now. Think on these things. Think on these things and know that even without absolute certainty, we believe that we will be successful. And we know that we will be based upon our past experiences. And we are wonderful and we are very good. Flow with that and know that as the absolute philosopher, you can think these grand and glorious thoughts. You can give substance to the roots, and then you can watch it grow and be your life. I love you. I love you. I love you.